Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Are with us. A lot of news today. Unfortunately, a lot of news related to the persecution of Christians, the growing persecution of Christians. And sadly, it's coming out of two states that we have a lot of connection to and have a lot of fondness for, because they're both beautiful states and they are filled with a lot of wonderful people and a lot of Christians, a lot of conservatives. And I'm very heartbroken about what is happening to these two states, among others, but the two I'm referring to today are what is happening to the state of Wisconsin and what is happening to the state of Minnesota. As I'm going to report tonight on my nightly newscast, Worldview Report, Minnesota is setting up a bias registry where even quoting a Bible verse stating your position on sexuality, the LGBTQ plus agenda, could land you on a state government database. Folks, this is what we have been warning about for decades. Decades. Whether it's myself, the late Vic Eliason, who started VCY America, founded VCY America, Jim Schneider, who's been there for, what, 40 years now? Is that right, Dalton? Getting close to 40 years. Host Crosstalk, the nation's largest daily, and certainly the nation's longest running daily Christian talk program since the 1970s, Crosstalk. We have come onto this broadcast, onto these airwaves, all of us, for years, warning this day was coming. And many laughed it off as hyperbole, as over the top, conspiracy theory, doom and gloom, just saying things to get ratings, to shock people. No. We knew what they were planning. They told us what they were planning. We have seen this in other countries. This has been going on in Canada and in Europe for many, many, many years. Say the truth about the LGBTQ agenda, or say the truth about Islam in Canada on terrestrial radio, and you're in big trouble. That's been going on for many, many, many years. Now, the state of Minnesota, where I resided for many years, until I saw the handwriting on the wall, I literally left for many reasons, but one was because of the LGBTQ-friendly agenda. I said to my wife, we've got to get out of here, because for who we are and what we do, we will be a mark. We will be a target. And I'm, pardon the pun, because that's where target's based. I'm not staying here. This is a hostile environment. And I'm not living in a hostile environment. So we left. Came back to the Mid-South, where I'm originally from, where my family history and heritage is from. Been back here getting close to 20 years back here. It's not perfect here, and it's not what it was 20 years ago when I got back here. But there is no registry here in the state of Tennessee for speaking the truth about Islam or the LGBTQ community yet. I pray that doesn't happen. But many of you listening today are living in Minnesota. We're on some huge powerful VCY stations in Minnesota. And this breaks your heart. It breaks my heart. Look, I used to lead an outdoor hymn sing. For 12 summers, I led an outdoor hymn sing about six times a year. 1,000 people on average in attendance. Sometimes way more than that when we would do big patriotic events with full choirs and orchestras. St. Paul's Como Park, a hymn sing. I don't think you could get away with that today. I'm not sure they would rent it to you. The last 2 years we did that, we were already being harassed. We were being harassed the last 2 years that we did that by not the city of St. Paul. The city of St. Paul in their department, there was a guy that had been there many years, was trying to stand up for us. But we were being harassed by someone else connected as a contractor through the city for what we were doing. So we were already fighting just to keep being able to rent the facility because of who we were and what we stood for. And I can now pretty much guarantee that we wouldn't be allowed to do that anymore. Because the gentleman that we were working with inside the St. Paul Parks and Rec had been there a long time and was very sympathetic to what we were doing and was quite supportive of what we were doing. Because he was a older gentleman with traditional values and remembered when those hymn sings had been led by another gentleman for many years before I brought him back. But I'm not sure we could get away with that anymore. A hymn sing? I'm pretty sure we would have found ourselves in big trouble. But now there's a bias registry that they're working on in Minnesota. Then we go over to Wisconsin, where we warned last year about the city ordinance in La Crosse, Wisconsin, that could create, well, a problem for even parents counseling their own children not to be involved in the LGBTQ lifestyle. Because the way the original city ordinance was written, any person, any adult, any person, any child, I'm thinking, well, any person, that's an adult, a parent, any person or any child under 18, that's a child of the parent. Pastors, youth pastors could be in trouble for going and saying, well, let's go to the Bible on this. Let's talk about this struggle you're having. And I understand this is not, La Crosse is not the only place. I think there's about 13 cities or towns dealing with this so-called reparative therapy that is being banned in Wisconsin. It's all over the nation, but it's increasing in states where, again, there are a lot of conservatives and particularly a lot of Christians. And many of you listen to this broadcast. And I'm very concerned about religious liberty and freedom, and I'm very concerned about the threat of prosecution of Christians. Joining me now to discuss this are some folks that were involved in our conversations last year about this out of La Crosse. Folks, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're all together on Skype for those watching by television together in one place. Makes it very convenient. Thank you for that. Let me have you guys start out by introducing yourselves and giving us a little bit background for our audience to remember and for those new that are watching for the first time.
So I'm Shan McKinney, and I'm a former reporter, and I was keeping track of the news that's happening in our town. And Memorial Day weekend last year, I saw this coming down the pike, and I felt like led to just speak up about the ban on conversion therapy that they were proposing at the time, and just say that it was unconstitutional and violated parents' rights. And then that's basically how it started. And then I met Tom probably a week and a half later after my pastor knew some other pastors, and we got the word out, and there was a lot of people that wrote into the city council asking them not to pass the ban on conversion therapy. They passed it anyway. And then after that, we met Tom. And also during that time, we met Joy, just let her know, because she was a Christian counselor, how she would be effective. And so from there, other people got involved, and we started a group just to kind of push back on the whole ban on conversion therapy. And we've been working since then. We've created a website. We've also push back on a couple other things that the city has done after we've learned about some of the things that are going on. We're still working together, but that's how we all started. And this is, I'll introduce Tom Sweeney first.
Yeah, Tom Sweeney, former city council member, City of La Crosse, 2 terms. Did not know a thing about this a year ago, came before us, and it dawned on it. What struck me most about this is that this was a body of government creating a law that violated the First Amendment of our Constitution.
And you're former military, right, Tom?
Yes, sir.
And in what branch of the military did you serve?
I did 4 active in the Navy and 20 in the Reserves, Navy Reserve, retired Navy Reservist.
And and you swore an oath to the Constitution probably a few times, didn't you?
With this hand.
Yeah.
And this heart.
And that included defending the right of, and with your mind, your heart, your hand, and your mind. And so this included an oath to defend the Constitution, which includes freedom of religion, freedom of speech, right?
And to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Hmm. And then Joy, you and I have communicated quite a bit. Tell us your background, please, Joy.
So I have recently gone through school to become a mental health counselor. I work with both adults and children, mostly with trauma. And gender identity comes into that as well, because it often comes in children who've had trauma. So that's just part of some of the things that we deal with. When Shannon called looking for a Christian counselor to stand up against this ordinance, I was, yeah, sure, pick me. Because I am a staunch lover of our country and our Constitution. And when I learned that city council wanted to stifle and trample all over my First Amendment rights, I had to stand up. I had to be a part of the fight to say no.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad all three of you did. What is bringing this back up? I mean, I know we did several shows about this last year. I think at one point they were trying to rewrite. They got so many complaints, and we brought so much attention to it, and others did. They were trying to rewrite this thing to get it to be a little more palatable to the community and try to exclude, I guess, pastors. You guys can tell me if I got this right. So did they do that? What happened, and why is this coming back up? Are you guys about to sue? Is someone about to take this to court? Tom?
Yeah, it got passed at city council. We formed a real quick group of people to stand out in front of city hall to implore the mayor to veto the ordinance, which he didn't do. He wouldn't do.
Right.
So we got onto the media and everything else. And then the corporate council for the city of La Crosse looked at it a little better after we had a strong support of saying, time out, what are you doing? He got a council member that voted for the ordinance to have it reintroduced for reconsideration at the next meeting, where it was referred for 60 days to look at it further. And they went into closed session a few different times and spent a lot of time discussing it. But the main thing
was... Let me just stop right there. How could they go into closed session? I don't know what your laws are, but here in Tennessee, anytime there's a quorum or the majority of the people are there, they cannot go into closed session, as I understand under our sunshine laws. We have a right to be in the room. They can go into their closed, are there private session, are there briefings before a city council meeting, which they often do. They'll have their meetings before a city council meeting or town council meeting. But if you as a reporter, Shannon, want to show up, or if you, Tom, as a citizen, or you, Joy, as a citizen, want to show up and hear what's going on, you can do that. I'd like to know, does Wisconsin not have such sunshine laws? Let me have you answer that on the other side of the break. That music's playing. I don't want you drowned out by the music or cut off by the computer. We're talking to Shannon, Tom, and Joy. And by the way, lest you say, well, I don't live in Wisconsin, what do I care? Folks, this is going on all over the country. And Joy is shaking her head yes, as is Shannon. They know this is going on over the country. We're kind of providing you with a template of what you need to do. Learn from these three. Follow their lead. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Are you concerned about the current financial state of not only America, but the world? Are you concerned about, well, the enslavement that can come to you through a digital currency where they can track every movement, every transaction, or turn you off? How about the merging of a digital economy with a social credit score? We saw through the COVID tyranny just how tyrannical our government can be to those who love liberty and freedom, to small business owners as well as large business owners, to the invasion of privacy. If you're looking for a way to secure your financial future, well, can I recommend you get the free packet of information from Wes Peters at Swiss America? We've been working with Swiss America for over 16 years as a sponsor of our radio shows, our TV shows, and our conferences, our free Worldview Weekend rallies we held all over America. Again, we've been working with them for over 16 years. In fact, Wes Peters shows up at our national conference at the Ozarks almost every year, and he sits and has meals and visits with many of our attendees who are now his clients. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Well, I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And I believe you should call Swiss America right now and get their free, no-obligation packet of information. In fact, you don't even have to call. You can actually text Wes Peters right on his cell phone. Give him your name and mailing address and let him know you would like the free, no-obligation packet of information mentioned by Brandon House. You can text him at 602-558-8585. That's 602-558-8585. 558-8585. I'll give that again if you want to get a pen and piece of paper. Remember, when you get this packet of information, here's what I would recommend. Go through it. Write down all your questions. And then after you've thoroughly researched the information he sent you, then you can call him back up, set up a time and appointment to visit with him and have all your questions answered. Do your due diligence. Do your homework. There is no template for every person. Every person is in a separate situation, right? So, my friends, do your homework and then ask a lot of questions. Once you're satisfied with all of your homework, then you can make a decision that is best for you. Again, it starts, I think, though, with getting that free packet of information. No obligation. Just simply text him your name and address. He'll send it on its way. And you'll get to learn the difference between bullion, freshly minted silver coins or gold coins, and what is known as numismatic, 1933 and older. You can learn about how to put gold in your IRA. These are questions, again, that you can get answered through that packet of information and conversations with Wes Peters at Swiss America. So again, just simply text him your name and address, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585, and that free packet of information will be on its way. Thanks. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. I want to remind you guys, we turned this project over to somebody new so that they could get it up there every day. But if you go to worldviewradio.com, now watch it not be there. If you go to worldview, that was dangerous. This is dangerous what I'm doing. worldviewradio.com. And what they're supposed to be doing every day is putting up the show from the night before. No, it's not. All right, we'll get that fixed. But what they're supposed to be doing is every day when you wake up, the audio from the – I see the audio for Worldview Report for the 15th, audio for Worldview Report 615, but there should have already been there audio from last night, Worldview Report audio and Brandon House audio for the 16th. That should have already been there. So I'll deal with that. But – the point is, we are offering Brandon House Live audio, what I do for 90 minutes at night, as an audio, as an MP3, as well as the Worldview Report news broadcast as an MP3 also at Worldview Radio, on top of the fact we put this show up every night. That one gets done because I do that one every night. That's the last thing, one of the last things I do before I go to bed is put up the audio version of this radio show / TV show at 1 o'clock. So we'll find out why last night's radio or TV show and news report isn't there as an MP3. But that's supposed to be happening every day so you can listen to it so it doesn't chew up your bandwidth for those of you that want to listen. Some of you say, also, I'm busy. I'm in the tractor. I don't have time to watch, but I would like to listen to the MP3. So, or you're a truck driver. So or whatever else you do. You don't really want to watch. You want to listen. So we're offering that as a free service at worldviewradio.com. Of course, also the TV shows are up there as well, WVWTV.com. If you go there, WVWTV.com. The TV show is up there from last night. the segments, and I had on General Paul Vallely on China crashing the U.S. dollar, retired U.S. General Paul Vallely. Michael Yon. Now, that was fascinating. That was my first time to ever interview Michael Yon. He comes highly recommended by Gordon Chang. Gordon Chang praised him, as well as have others, and General Vallely, for that matter. Michael Yon last night on China is sending high-level operatives into the U.S. for war. He is a very distinguished war correspondent. He knows an awful lot about the border and what's going on. He has been all over the world. He went into incredible history, incredible detail last night on the fact that China is sending high-level operatives in the U.S. for war should we go after defending Taiwan. In addition, he talked about the manufactured food crisis. The manufactured food crisis, and he went into great detail on fertilizers and what's going on and what he's seeing around the world and in the U.S. Usama Dakhtok last night, leftists open borders to Islamists and are shocked they attack the LGBTQ proponents. Well, that's happening in Belgium. A bunch of the leftists were spat upon and attacked at one of their booths and by Islamists. And the point we're making is the leftists open the borders and then they're shocked that they get attacked. We're not for that. We're not for that. We're not for anyone's civil rights or liberties are being infringed upon. Of course, we could have a discussion on what those include, but I'll tell you what they don't include. No one has the civil rights to assault or attack anyone. You have the right to self-defense, but not to go around attacking people. And here the left open the borders up, and then they get shocked when they get attacked by people that don't want to obey the rules, that want Sharia, Islamic law. So Usama addressed that. And then finally, Gordon Chang was with us last night on China strengthening economic and military partnerships for unrestricted warfare against the U.S. Big night last night, all of them at WVWTV.com on demand. Joining me now, Shannon, Tom, and Joy to continue our conversation about what's happening in La Crosse, Wisconsin when it comes to conversion therapy, reparative therapy, different names. Basically, a pastor opening the Bible, a Christian counselor opening the Bible, a parent counseling their own child that might be struggling with these issues of LGBTQ, transgenderism. Some of these children, unfortunately, are sexually assaulted. They are sexually molested at an early age. This begins to create incredible trauma, as always already been referenced, and confusion. And this, of course, is where a parent or a relative or a pastor or a youth pastor or Christian counselor could come along and offer some advice and counsel. Well, that could be illegal in certain places. And so that's what we're talking about. Tom, before the break, I was asking you in regards to what's going on there in Wisconsin, what has brought all this back up? And is someone about to file a lawsuit?
Yes, sir. Getting back to your first question about closed session, La Crosse or the state of Wisconsin allows for elective bodies to go into closed session, but they have to report out into the public what they did, what their final decision is while they were in closed session. So what they did in that 60-day referral is they took out the everybody part of the ordinance and specifically targeted simply, help me with this, medical professionals and counselors, so to speak.
Basically medical professionals and counselors.
So our work did do something to lessen the blow.
They narrowed it.
Yeah.
So that not as many people are affected.
But it's still against the First Amendment.
But pastors have counseling degrees as well.
So Shannon, what you're saying, Shannon, is that it impacts counselors. So a pastor who has a counseling degree or has gone through training as a Christian counselor, and there are organizations, as you guys probably well know, there are national organizations that are set up and train people extensively on becoming a biblical Christian counselor. I mean, that's what you go to. You could be a layperson and go through their training, and it could take you several years to go through it, but when you're done, you will be certified by this group as a certified Christian biblical counselor. So you're telling me the way the law or the ordinance, which is a law, in La Crosse is written, it could be a crime for a Bible counselor, a Christian counselor, to counsel a young person under the age of 18 to not get into or to leave the LGBTQ lifestyle, correct?
Right. So the way it's worded is, the way the ordinance is worded is, if the counselor tries, the person already identifies as a certain gender or has same-sex attraction, if you as the counselor tries to change their mind, but this doesn't take into account that some countries, the UK, Sweden, and Finland, have already dropped their protocol, their gender-affirming care protocol for minors, because what they found, studies have found, is that a lot of children just are going through a phase. So one of the questions and one of the problems is, how do you even know that that's such a transient thing to identify as a certain gender? What we've been talking about is it's a whole social contagion almost that is also impacting children who are identifying as a certain gender. And so,
in other words, it's becoming the cool thing to do, the cool thing, the fashionable, the faddish thing right now to quote do this.
You have to take that into account when you're looking at all of these. Because think about it, when you were in high school, you wanted to be cool, you want to be accepted, and everybody's doing it, not to mention the adults in the room are encouraging it. And so so the ordinance basically saying you cannot change somebody from what they're identifying as. But as Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty pointed out, there's just so many different things wrong with that, which is for lack of clarity and ambiguity, this ordinance fails. That's one of the many reasons for why it's not going to work, besides the unconstitutionality of it and the First Amendment violations. The violation of the parental rights on Article Amendment 14, the Constitution. I'm not sure if I got all the information exact, but yeah.
So you've got the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is going to, which is known acronym of WILL, is going to be taking up this case for lacrosse, you know, for you guys related to lacrosse and their ban on conversion therapy. Of course, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, you know, we hear wonderful things about them from people like Dan Eastman and many, many others. So is this going to be, when will the lawsuit be filed? What court is it being done in?
Oh, it's already been filed.
It's been filed.
We go before the judge on the 24th of this month.
Okay. And you say, will you guys be testifying as well?
No, it'll just be the lawyers.
Just the lawyers making the argument. And who is representing the other side? Is it a state, or is the state stepping in, or is this going to be their attorney?
So I talked to Luke Berg about this because I was kind of curious who is representing this lacrosse.
Right.
Usually the way he explained it is like the city governments will usually have some kind of insurance that covers lawsuits. And so they probably already have a firm that is somebody from the law firm for the insurance company is representing them. They've already filed a couple briefs, like 34-page briefs, like every other line. Same thing with Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. They're challenging standing. They're challenging everything that they can. And so the hearing on the 24th will be to actually listen to an injunction request from Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty that they want to stay the ordinance until everything gets resolved. And the second thing will be basically the ordinance is unconstitutional. They're going to be hearing that as well. Mm-hmm. And Luke thinks that the decision will be made on this next Wednesday.
I want to read something. Guys, don't show my computer because it comes in an email and I want to let out anyone's information. But here's what I got from you guys last night. I think this is actually a press release from Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, correct? Is that what you sent me initially, Shannon?
So the Save Your Rights Coalition will send out emails to a list of people. So that's what I sent out, was an update about what's going on.
And who is Save Your Rights Coalition? Is that you guys?
So Save Your Rights Coalition, there's like a core group of people who meet weekly. We are part of the core group. There are a couple other people. So the coalition, basically, we view it as people who are interested in basically saving our rights. We're being a watchdog for what our local community is doing and providing actual actionable things that they can do to do something about it. I have contacts. I have press releases that I give to our local media about things that we're concerned about. And depending on what they're interested in, they'll sometime run the information or not. But the coalition is comprises of churches, a lot of churches in the area, a lot of individuals in the area, a lot of people who maybe don't want their name out there. And so the coalition actually kind of serves as a way to actually poke our community and say, hey, you know what, this isn't right. This is information. You can quote us. We'll be visible, but if somebody has a concern, they can come talk to us. We get it out there. If it rises to the level of needing, needing to be covered by the media. One of our local churches did a protest on a drag show on February 14th. That was great. The media covered that, but the coalition itself didn't do that. So the churches are getting involved too, as well. But the coalition is just where there's the core, but then we're representing other people.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a website?
We do.
What is that?
SaveYourRightsCoalition.org.
SaveYourRightsCoalition.org. SaveYourRightsCoalition.org. Now,
we have a Facebook page too.
I'm sorry, say it again?
We have a Facebook page too.
Okay. Well, I'm shocked you haven't been taken down. But if people want to duplicate what you're doing, they can go there and do that. Now, what I'd like to do is come back and take some phone calls. Would you guys like to do that? I'd love to hear from the people in Wisconsin. As you know, we blanket Wisconsin. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. SaveYourRightsCoalition.org. Do I have that right, guys? Is that it? I think it is. Yep, I'm going to go there. So when we come back, I'll show you guys the website. Again, we're doing this so you can see how you should respond in your area. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you are with us. All right, so here is their website right here, SaveYourRightsCoalition.org, SaveYourRightsCoalition.org. You can subscribe to their newsletter, as you see, and then they have the rest of the information. We're going to court. There's the press release. Mark Wednesday, May 24th on your calendars. And, of course, folks, we're going to be following this, okay? And error on ballot makes abortion question invalid. Error on ballot, wow. So to all voters, the abortion advisory referendum question on the current ballot is inaccurate and misleading. Therefore, it cannot be answered in a valid way. The question states the opposite of what the law says. We believe our local government should meet the minimum requirements of stating facts accurately on our ballots. Well, you guys are very busy. Look at you guys. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Say that again.
We get together and strategize.
Well, if you were in Minnesota, you might be on the bias registry already.
Yeah.
I have a brother-in-law in Minnesota who is originally from the La Crosse area, and I'm imploring him to move back to Wisconsin to bolster the conservative people in Wisconsin and get the heck out of Minnesota.
Well, unfortunately, more people are doing that. I had Jason Lewis on the other day. If you guys remember Jason Lewis, who ran for U.S. Senate in Minnesota, he was a talk show host there on KTM. what was the talk station he was on for years? 1500, AM 1500, whatever that was, KSTP. And then he sat in often for Rush Limbaugh. And I interviewed him the other night, and he was saying, you know, as a lifelong Minnesotan, it's gone. The number of laws they're passing in Minnesota is just staggering. I went to my website while we were on the air with him the other night, and I just did the old Control F, and I went to worldviewreport.com, then I did Control F, and I typed in Minnesota, and I started hitting all of these articles, you know, that are mentioning Minnesota. And it was one after the other that was so troubling and so discouraging about what they're doing there. Minnesota Democrats push government bias registry to track conservative speech. That was one. Then we had another one that popped up. Let's see if my computer's going to work today. Minnesota passes green shaming bill. So if you're not being green enough, your company's going to be criticized. ESG. That's right, Tom. ESG. Minnesota's ban on gun permits for young adults is unconstitutional. That's good news. But then again, this whole thing about banning certain speech or creating a bias registry. I mean, this comes down to the fact that even if you were to be quoting a Bible verse, if you were quoting a Bible verse, you could end up on the state's registry, bias registry ban. This is just laying the foundation for social credit scores. So that you go to the bank, you're not going to be able to get a loan because you said something on social media that the bank doesn't like. And I'm trying to warn people, as I went through yesterday on this broadcast, screenshots for television, obviously I read them for radio, the January 2022 document put up by the Federal Reserve talking about the fact that they're going to go to a central bank digital currency for the Federal Reserve. You will have to have a Federal Reserve bank account, all of us, your personal or business. And then we go to a 2018 screenshot from the World Economic Forum, which says they want this digital identity tied to your ability to vote, tied to your ability to travel, to do transactions online, to get online, and your ability to get a loan. And I'm telling you, this is all being set up. And Tom is pointing to his hand and his forehead. So here comes the mark of the beast, right, Tom?
Can't buy or sell without it.
Yeah. And so hear what you're doing. And you guys are only about 90 minutes from the Twin Cities there in La Crosse. And so right there next door to you is a bias registry. You know, if people don't push back, that's going to be coming to Wisconsin next.
Oh. So I think the reason this is all happening in Minnesota is because I think the House and the Senate have been taken over.
They have.
They basically have a trifecta going on in there.
They have the governor's office, the House, and the Senate.
They're just running with it.
And the Attorney General, Keith Ellison.
Yeah.
We have to, you know, we have to be on our game in Wisconsin, make sure that all the people that we are voting in are maintaining it. So just this year, the Rules Committee in Wisconsin, they brought up wanting to pass a ban on conversion therapy for counselors. But because we have 6 Republicans outnumbering the Democrats, they were able to vote that down 6-4. So everyone everywhere is making every single attempt to try to pass their agenda as quickly as possible if they can get the votes. And so unfortunately for Minnesota, they have the votes to pass what they want.
Yeah. Wow. It's so sad what's happening to watch it. I knew things were getting, you know, going to get bad. I predicted some of this stuff in my book in 93, my book in 95, but it's a lot different from an academic standpoint to write it, talk about it, document, people want to do it, but then to actually be here and watch it happening. I wasn't sure I would live long enough to see it happen or that I would see it happen as fast as it's happening.
Well, and our kids and our grandkids' lives.
Well, in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, an 18-year-old senior high school student, when 4 14-year-old freshman girls were in their swim class, they were showering in their swimsuits. He came in, disrobed completely, was facing the wall, but then turned, and it was right next to these girls. And so they got a full view, tried not to look, you know, but this is what's happening in our high schools. And every parent needs to be asking the question, what is the bathroom and locker room policy of their high school?
Indeed. Well, as you could, well,
get locked in on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you guys can imagine, people are wanting to get in and talk to you guys. Let's do this. 1-800-347-9829. Let's start out with line four, Brad, because Brad always sets a good tone. Go, Brad.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, this is a business where a local government or a school board can go into private session even in the middle of a meeting. They did that with my son's school board where he was going to see what's going on with his kid. And it's okay if they do that as long as they come out and report on what they did. Well, wait a minute. There's a reason that they can do that, and there's a reason they're not squawking about it. Obviously, they lie in the report, or they lie by omission. So that's what's going on. There's secret skullduggery going on in the private session, and everybody knows it. See, the trouble with this nation right now, this nation of America, is not enough Americans in it. We've got too many un-American types who are just kind of whacked out, and the main problem is they're not enough believers in Christ.
I would agree.
They mock at his sacrifice, and they mock at his wrath, but his wrath is coming. He did the sacrifice, and his wrath is coming next time.
Well, I'd agree. We don't have enough Christians speaking up and speaking out. And, you know, we've held many worldview weekends in La Crosse. And we have had standing room only. We have had overflow rooms in the past. We were at an evangelical free church there in La Crosse that was very, very supportive for many, many, many years through several different pastors. They kept working with us from the early 90s until just a few years ago when we stopped doing Worldview Weekends. We got a lot of support from that Evangelical Free Church in La Crosse, and they were very complimentary of us. And people would pack it out, and we had to overflow into their fellowship hall. So I know there's a lot of Christians in La Crosse, but yet time marches on, and times change, and people of an older generation pass away, so things change. So I guess what I'm asking is, there used to be a very, very vibrant, active Christian community in La Crosse. Otherwise, we wouldn't be packing out standing room only and overflowing into rooms as we were a few years ago. That was 2011, I think, was the last time we held one at a church. After that, we started outgrowing it. We started going to a hotel. But where is the Christian community and the churches and the pastors now?
So we started a church tour. Last Sunday was our first Sunday where we are going to our local churches in La Crosse County and offering to give short presentations, informative presentations on the ban and conversion therapy, and just kind of breaking down some of them in a short period of time, what everything we've learned in the last year. I think that there is a lack of understanding and what they're supposed to understand. And so we did that last Sunday. We're going to be doing it again this Sunday. And we actually, the church that you're referring to, we actually have sat down with them. We're going to be eventually doing it with them. So we are going to be, Joy has volunteered, and we all three of it did it last Sunday to try to educate people so that they understand, because it is kind of a confusing topic.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe that, the more information that everybody knows and are equipped with, they will be able to strike out and with confidence about the information that they have, share it with other people and actually stand up for themselves because,
And we're letting everybody know in these church presentations that Joy is a plaintiff in this lawsuit.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Let's go to Chris, line one. Chris, thanks for calling in, Chris.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for taking my call. Great show today. I just wanted to comment on the fact that, you know, I'm sure you're aware of this and your guests, that sadly we lost in the judiciary. Well, supposedly we lost the judiciary. Daniel Kelly, this evil woman, got in instead of him, and now the judiciary is you know, a Democrat now. We have a Democrat majority now, or as I like to call them, a Marxist majority now. So that's another thing to consider. And it seems like conservatives just don't win in elections anymore. There's so much fraud, and you have so many useful idiots that continue to vote for these folks. You know, that's what just drives me nuts, you know.
It gets very frustrating. And Belgium, like I said, we were reporting on them last night with Usama Dakdok. They open up their borders. They let everybody come in. And now they're shocked that people that want Islamic law are physically spitting and attacking the LGBTQ community. And we aren't for the LGBT community being pushed onto our children and special rights. We want equal rights. But we stand our ground in saying we don't want to see any group having their civil liberties violated and assaulted and spat upon and whatnot. And the point I'm trying to make, Chris, with your call is these leftists need to realize that ideas have consequences. And when they start infringing on the individual liberties of one, that means their rights are going to be infringed upon. When they stop following the rule of law, according to the laws of nature and nature's God, it won't be long before these leftists find themselves in the meat grinder themselves. And Belgium is learning that firsthand. And that's one of the sad things historically about useful idiots. Useful idiots tend to be the ones put up against the wall and shot first when a tyrant takes dictator takes over, because they're the ones that scream the loudest. Because they're the ones who say, wait a minute, I gave my name to you. I lended my name. I lended my credibility to you for your revolution. And all your promises are not coming true. You lied to us. You used us. Well, that person has credibility with a lot of folks because they were a leader to bring about the revolution. So they have to be silenced first, the useful idiots that you're speaking of. And so you are going to see, I believe, you are going to see people starting to flip and come to our direction because they're going to start realizing what this means. The same way we're starting to see progressives who are opposed to the Second Amendment and other things are now coming out and coming on my show saying, I'm now a defender of the Second Amendment because I, even though I was opposed to it, I now realize what happens if we don't defend it. Comment before we go to break, Tom?
I was just going to say, too, in regards to what Chris is talking about on the phone, is that our educational system has gone completely wacko. Where is civics taught anymore? Do you even know there is such a thing as a constitution? Do you even know anything about the three branches of government? Or is it more about global warming? Is it more about everything?
You're right. They're not teaching them the three branches of government, the Constitution. They know all about global warming, LGBTQ. You're absolutely right. 1-800-347-9829. We'll keep taking your calls. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Several years ago, I worked with a team, and we developed Extractgevity. It's an all-natural energy and health drink. All-natural energy and health drink. It includes bilberry extract, red wine extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, and vitamin C. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go do your own homework on the benefits of these extracts that are loaded with antioxidants. You can order it now at mystore.com. You'll get a savings if you use the code B66. Use the code B66 and you'll save. It's available at mystore.com. Again, an all-natural energy and health drink. And, of course, I have to throw in the disclaimer. This product has not been approved or evaluated by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But please, check out the all-natural energy and health drink, Extractgevity, at mystore.com. Their website, saveourrightscoalition.org, saveourrightscoalition.org. Let's go to another Chris. This one is Chris in Michigan, line two. Chris in Michigan, thanks for calling in today.
Hi, thanks, Brandon. You do a great job. I thank you always for your
thank
program.
You.
And
thank
also
you.
Thank you to your guests. Yeah.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
It's fantastic to be able to hear this day after day, year after year. And congratulations to the three who are speaking up. This is, I worry so much about the kids. I cannot imagine being a kid growing up in a world where somebody says, oh, Crystal, you're a girl, want to be a boy? You're probably a boy. I mean, the confusion and the stress, and Satan is just running rampant and just thrilled to death and all of these evil people. It feels like a really, really bad movie is what it feels like. So keep speaking and just go and stop the apathy. If anybody is hearing this and you're apathetic, do something. Please do something. And above all, pray. So
amen.
I thank you for your program today.
Thank you, Chris. Chris calling in from Michigan to encourage the three today. Some exhortation to them. Let's go to Becky in Wisconsin. Becky says she wants to get involved. Line one. Becky, thanks for calling in today, Becky.
Hi. I'm calling from Toma, which is not too far from La Crosse. And I'm very grateful I caught this episode. I usually listen to you every day. because I'm so happy somebody's finally getting up and doing something. We need to be out there and doing our Lord's work, not just listening and worrying. I mean, yes, I pray constantly for our culture, our country, our families, and sometimes it feels like we're not winning, but we know the end story, but it doesn't give us the right to just sit and let it all pass. And so I'm so thankful to be able to, and I hope I can connect with your guest because I'm not that far away.
Well, you can. Well, that's excellent. Thank you, Becky. You can connect. Just go to their website, and you can get right involved. SaveYourRightsCoalition.org. Before we go back to the phone lines that are lit up, guys, what would you say to those listening today that want to get involved? Go to your website and sign up, or what? Call you guys? What do they need to do to...
So we also have an email account, too. So it's SaveYourRightsCoalition@gmail.com. She could email us. And actually, I know a lot of people in Monroe County, which Toma is in. I know another gal there who is very, very active with doing the similar kind of things that we're doing. There's actually other counties with people involved that are very active. So definitely I could hook her up with what we're doing, even people in her county. I know of, right off the top of my head, her name is Emily Deegenbaugh. So she can email me, subscribe to the website. We can definitely connect.
Okay, so anyone that wants to get involved can just email you. Give that email address again, please, Shannon.
So SaveYourRightsCoalition@gmail.com.
SaveYourRightsCoalition@gmail.com. Excellent. Becky, I hope that helps you. Let's go to Thomas. He's actually listening in La Crosse. Thomas, line 4, thanks for calling in, sir. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, my question is, are there any other cities or places in Wisconsin that are thinking about doing this, such as Madison or Milwaukee? I guess I'm not too surprised with La Crosse, how liberal it is and the university there. So that's my question.
Well, I think I read last year, guys, there was like 13 other cities or towns doing this throughout Wisconsin.
We're the 14th city to do it. I would like to say, though, that we are the only city that has put up such a big fight. And one of the reasons is because of this gal here, because finding a plaintiff is like finding a needle in the haystack. That's what a Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty said to me. So not many people want to put their name out there and be doxxed.
So you're saying that Joy has stood up willing to be the plaintiff, and many people won't do that because they're scared of becoming a target.
Yes, and she actually filed the lawsuit on October 13th of 2022. She had to draw it back because the person who was supervising her suddenly had some mental issues. So she had to get that, which compromised her standing. So she had to find somebody else to be her supervisor, and who was a Christian, and she did it. So that's why we were able to reinitiate the lawsuit.
Wow.
And that's why we're able to do this. So yeah, Joy has had some experiences where she's been affected. She's had a lot of health issues. She's had actually some financial issues. Some of us in the coalition have put together a Give Send Go page so that she can remain a viable business, so she can remain keep standing. So we
are
do
people
have
attacking her business because of her stand?
So when this whole thing started in the summer, so what happens is a lot of hospitals will give their patients referrals to area counselors. And they took, because of what she did, they took her name off the referral list. So she did lose some business that way.
Wow. And I know I'm talking like she's not in the room there, but I didn't know if you wanted to have someone else. Sometimes it's better to have someone else defend you, right? Right, Joy?
That's why I have these guys, yes.
Let's go back to the phone lines.
We have her.
Yeah, that's right.
Without a plaintiff, we have nothing.
Yeah, we're very happy and very grateful for what she's doing.
Absolutely. Let's go to Rebecca, line 2. Rebecca, thanks for calling in today, Rebecca.
Yeah, hi. Were you guys aware, even at the grade school level, first, second grade, that School Elastic Book Club they promote the LGBT, I can't even say all the consonants in that, but they promote that, and they have the Gay Pride Month, and there's other things that I've found that's so much indoctrinated.
And that was one of the things I was going to ask. Thank you for bringing that up, Rick. We're going to run out of time, but I'm reading about all these school books that are absolute pornographic, that if you showed on TV would be considered obscenity, but they're in the schools. Is that going on in Wisconsin?
So I have that list of books, and I do know of a person who is in a current high school in La Crosse who has concerns about some of the books. And this is what we're asking people in our area. If you know of something that's happening in your school, let us know, because we can, like I said, we can send a press release, because part of the problem is people don't know about what's happening in their own school because they keep it hushed up. So if you have a concern about something, let us know, and we'll be...
And then you let us know, and we will broadcast it everywhere. See, that's why you guys and myself and BCY and Jim Schneider and the rest of us are a threat to these people, because they want to make you feel intimidated, isolated, and alone, and that you're crazy, that no one would agree with you. But we find out when they come forward with the truth, as you are doing, lots of people agree with you. And so there is safety in numbers. I want to give the website again. It is SaveYourRightsCoalition.org. Their email address, SaveYourRightsCoalition@gmail.com. Thank you, guys. We'll be talking to you soon. We want updates. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House. Do you have food insurance? I'm sure you have car insurance, life insurance, house insurance, medical insurance. But what about food insurance? We saw after COVID just how vulnerable our just-in-time inventory is. We saw what happened to basics like soups, meat, paper towels, toilet paper. This again showed the fragile nature of our just-in-time inventory. In fact, we've now, since COVID, seen, well, what appears to be an orchestrated attack on our food and food processing plants. And then, of course, now the war on poultry, chickens. Well, we know that many of these things the elite do, they plan. And they plan it for one reason: control. A few years ago, I did a whole series on how they plan to control us: food, finances, firearms, foreign invasion, family health care. I listed multiple F's that they can use to control us. One of them, of course, is food and finances. We talk about those things a lot. In fact, I think it was about 2020, the Rockefeller Foundation put out a document called Reset the Table, where they're talking about nationalizing our food industry. That sounds dangerous, doesn't it? Well, food is a great way to control people. And if you would like to have your own food insurance, as I've had for my family since 2013, then we invite you to go to WVWTVstore.com and check out the freeze-dried food we offer. It's actually really good. Tastes really good. You can get everything from a 2-week kit to a 72-hour test kit just to try it out. Then you can get a 3-month kit, 6 months, year, 2 year. If you do a 2 year or more, we advise you to use the phone and Libby will cut you a deal on shipping. So you can order online at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com. Or by calling 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. As I said, I've had emergency freeze-dried food for my family since 2013. I didn't mention it on the air until 2016. When I did, well, we got a lot of emails, texts, and phone calls. What'd you get? Where'd you get it? How do we get it? We thought, well, you know what? If our audience wants it, let's provide that service to our audience, and we'll use a reasonable profit in there to fund our broadcast network. And that's exactly what we've done. So I know you can purchase your emergency freeze-dried food from a lot of different sources. Thank you for purchasing it from us, because we're able to provide you with a service, and it's a big part of our general operating budget to keep offering free radio shows and free TV shows. By the way, they're free to you, but not to us. We have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth bill to push out free programming. So if you appreciate that fact, please consider ordering your emergency freeze-dried food from us at WVWTVstore.com. That's WVWTVstore.com, or by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. With all that's happening in the world today, why would you not want your own food insurance? Thank you.